They used to run on a Thursday evening sometimes, and a special excursion into Brest, maybe to the theatre. And likewise, on a Saturday afternoon, we would get in for 1 shilling and sixpence. You'd go in to Inverness about 1 o'clock, and you would come back 10:30 or 11 at night. Men would go to the football match, and the women would go shopping, and then you'd go and have high tea, and then you'd go to pictures. All for less than £1.
Uh-huh. But obviously when the train stopped, you couldn't do that.
Oh, no. No, no. I mean, in many ways, it was a great pity.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, there was a bit of a gap between the train stopping and everybody having cars.
Oh, yes. But then, of course, there were buses, you mm-hmm. see. Mm-hmm. Not all that frequent. Not even as frequent as they are now. But, well, you just had to... You worked your trip to Inverness around the bus, really.
Mm-hmm. And would you have been able to go to the pictures, or did they not run late enough?
Not quite so. Well, you could go in the afternoon to the pictures. Mm-hmm. But when you went in by train, you could go to a performance at 6 o'clock, you see. You could have high tea at 5, go to pictures, and be out in time to catch the train home.
And this was La Scala, was it?
Yes, mm-hmm. the La Scala and the Playhouse.
Mm-hmm. And where would you have your high tea?
Mostly in, it's no longer there, our favourite place was the Carlton, which was on Bridge Street, privately owned. I think you got a high tea for about 1 and 6 or something. And by a high tea, I mean somebody with a knife and fork and a 3-tier cake stand.
Yes.
We were just speaking about that yesterday, see. You know, the high tea was a very... Scots high tea was a good thing.
French fancies.
Pancakes and scones, cakes on the top.
Yes, that's right. Well, I remember that.
Do you?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.